K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri, on this Tuesday, April 15th, 2025, early in the morning. Yes, sir, early in the morning. Usually I don't record early in the morning on Tuesdays, but I am in this middle of this taper phase, folks. Getting ready for the Garmin Olathe Marathon next weekend. So feared, knock out a couple episodes here. This will go out probably tonight, more than likely. Yeah, I did record the regular season finale for K-State Women's Tennis. I'll momentarily have that up probably first thing today, actually. Big day for the podcast. And, of course, circling around tonight, you got K-State baseball taking on Northeastern for a two-game weekly stretch day before going on the road to take on the Kansas Jayhawks for the K-State baseball team. But this is all about the K-State women's tennis team. Big 12 championships. The 2025 Big 12 tennis championships begins tomorrow down there in Waco, Texas. Her tennis center there. I did see the bracket came out yesterday as well. So we're going to get into that right now. I believe K-State, I want to pull this up. Let's see if this state's going to let me do that. Of course not. Of course not going to let me do that. Try this again. No, of course not. Okay, so, all right. So I do know, luckily for this thing, I know what K-State's playing. So K-State was tennis into the regular season. Losing their last two games. After winning their last two home games, they go on the road and lose two. And they will play tomorrow, as I suspected. And, you know, even though the host of the show, you know I don't like to look ahead too much. But, this, at least the bracket for K-State kind of sets up pretty interesting. Because they're going to be playing West Virginia to kick things off. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm gonna double check myself on it. I believe they beat West Virginia early on in the season for Jordan Smith, head coach of the women's tennis team. So they have that tomorrow going on. I'm gonna double check now here as we enter the tape of the tab of the women's tennis team here on my laptop here. But yes, I believe they beat West Virginia early on in the season. As we go take a look back a little bit. Of course they're going to do that. They're going to take a look back a little bit at the season schedule here. Let me see. I might be wrong. Let me see. Yeah. Yep. I am right on that. Yes, sir. So, looks like, yeah. So, this is early in the season where I believe Jordan Smith scolded this team. And now it's that stretch after the UCF match called out his team saying, we got to play better in doubles. Well, they didn't play well, very well in doubles in the last two games. So if they're going to get past the first round tomorrow, of course, they're led by our girl Marlogo C in company. They're going to have to do what they did on the road last month, pretty much, when they played West Virginia on the road in Morgantown, beat West Virginia 4-2, and then BYU has a round off, it looks like. And did they just beat BYU? They did. Yeah, they upset BYU. So, again, I don't want to jump hoops too far, but I just looked ahead a little bit, and it is setting up pretty good for K-State women's tennis. If they can get by West Virginia, again, postseason different. The regular season, but it's hard to beat a team twice. That's what K-State women's tennis has in front of them tomorrow when they take on West Virginia. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 2025 Big 12 Championship preview for K-State women's tennis. And you got women's golf doing the same thing this week as well. They're going to be involved in the Big 12 Championship tournament as well. Obviously, coming off of a huge victory. Of course, led by the captain, Carla Bernat, winning the 2025 Women's National Amateur 2 weeks ago, right? So you have a lot of momentum there. K-State Women's Tennis lost momentum after sweeping the Utah teams, and which included BYU in that mix, upsetting BYU in that mix as well. So again, you're gonna need at least one. K-State doubles teams, they're gonna need at least one win out of that. I'm not sure if they won the doubles comp. Want any of their doubles or not, but I'm going to go ahead and keep that doubles theme going here on this podcast, on this episode here, that they're going to need one. One of the doubles teams is going to have to step up and win. That's just what's going to come down to here. I'm actually going to click on this right now, actually, here. Yeah, K-State, going back to that matchup, winning in Morgantown, 4-2 in that matchup here. This is good here. this is good here. Let me see. And going back to that doubles competition, they lost all those games. Lost all of them. None of them were unfinished. They lost all of these games. How in the world did K-State win this game? I have no clue, because Mark Lucie and Charlotte Kettle kind of refresh ourselves here. A loss in the number one's match, 6-4. Sarah Garagunke, Sanel Rusmova. They lost in the number double two slot, 6-2. And then you have Cohova and Santos losing. So they lost all these matches. And somehow, one way or another, won this game. All because of the singles games with Kettle, Marlogo C, Santos, and Cohova winning all those games. And this is also despite Sanel Rusmova losing in the number one spot. So I don't think you can get away with that. Again, this is tricky because, again, you're in a fate where, okay, you control your own destiny, but again, you can't barely get away with that. If K-State can win one of those doubles matches, you got a shot to win and get an advance. And that's what Coach Smith's got to incorporate here. You have to win one of the... I don't know how K-State pulled that off, and that is not actually the first time they've done that. They did that against BYU, losing and then winning all their singles matches to knock off BYU 2 weeks ago. So K-State, I guess they love being in that spot, cover them in high fashion. But in postseason, I don't think you can chance that. West Virginia, you're basically right there with them. And this is the most competitive K-State team, as far as women's tennis goes, that we have seen since we've started or been involved with this podcast. So that has been multiple strides for Jordan Smith, and you want to put a cherry on top of it, get a postseason win, you can really do something, because you just beat BYU. So you just beat them, and I'm probably jinxed them, and you can come back and blame me for it. But I was just looking ahead just a little bit at the next round. If K-State can get by West Virginia tomorrow, they'll play BYU. You just beat BYU. So if K-State Women's Tennis is on their A game, they can win. They can win for sure. So we'll see what happens. I don't know what time it is. We'll have a postcast of this. We'll definitely check in with women's golf as well, as it gets closer. But yeah, postseason is here for K-State Women's Tennis, and they enter it at an under 500 record here. Let me go back and check one more time here. Let me see. Yeah, K-State getting shut out in the Sunflower Showdown against Kansas. Finished the regular season at 9-11, and they'll enter the postseason 6-7 in Big 12 play. They look to put a postseason win on the resume tomorrow against West Virginia, a team that they beat early in conference play, 4-2 on the road. On the road. Where they struggled. So you do the math, and things don't want to look good, because you're on the road outside the friendly confines of Manhattan. But again, you beat this team on the roads in Morgantown early in the year. That has to give you confidence right there. And it's all about now for this team, execution and doubles been a struggle all year, so maybe I'm trying to emphasize that here, and maybe it's not going to work anyway. But again, it'll be nice to get a doubles win at the right time. You want to be playing your best at the right time. There's no other way to get a doubles win at the right time to really set the tone for your singles, because your singles can obviously compete. So there's that as well. So we do know. I don't need a damn bracket. I did see the bracket last night before going to bed. So K-State, the 10 seed. Oh, by the way, the 10 seed. They're going to be taking on West Virginia, who I believe is the 7. If I remember quickly, but anyways, K-State is the high seed here, so we'll see what happens. And we're going to take Waco, Texas. That is tomorrow for the K-State women's tennis team as they'll take on West Virginia. They met early in the season, and they beat West Virginia 4-2. We'll see what happens here. It'll be nice, really, really nice to see K-State get a postseason win on the tennis side. So we'll see what happens there as well. It's been honestly... Like I just said, told y'all, a great season. Yeah, despite, yeah, they're still in the 500, but not that much. But still, getting 9 wins this year, that's a couple steps forward in the right direction for this program, and it'll be another step forward if they can get a postseason win in the Big 12 Championship. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't know what time it starts. All I do know, we'll have a postcast of it either way, when it shakes out. For Jordan Smith, head coach of this team, Merlugo C, Santa Rosmova, and the K-State Women's Tennis Team. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found, free to be able daily. Remember, she has to record Kansas State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to this episode. Subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post content daily on this podcast, y'all be first to know about it. Second thing, the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's once again as Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R. It's number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. Make sure you subscribe there. We're going to be hopping on that this week, because next week it's game on, baby, because we're getting ready for the Garmin Olathe Marathon, which is next weekend. Crazy enough, which is basically a home game for yours truly. And make sure you tell 1 K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up for another K-State Women's Tennis episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, K-State, West Virginia in the round 1 of the Big 12 Women's Tennis Championship Tournament tomorrow. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.